This is RSBNB Update, episode 202, recorded Thursday, April 30th, 2009, The Missing Fringe. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update is on right now. First of all, we have two guests this week, both of which are from the RSBNB Informer. First up is Ryan.
Hello.
Second is Matt, who is also known as Kenny. Flying Radish on Xbox Live. And a whole bunch of other stuff like that. Oh, I almost forgot Brad. You're here, too.
Never forget me.
Yeah, you were being too quiet. Ryan, stop breathing.
Is somebody hyperventilating?
That was Ryan.
Sorry. Anyway.
Thank you. Whoa. So, yes, as Brad said, we can't get rid of him. So, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, good. See, it's just sometimes you don't assert yourself at the start, so I have to kind of prompt you to do so.
But. Yes, okay, mother.
So we got a little RuneScape update this week, a summoning update, and a hairstyle update. Now, have any of you guys taken a read through this or checked it out?
No,
I've read it.
And what do you think?
Well, it's minor changes. It sort of annoys me when they put these type of things out, you know, and try and package them as a full week's update when it's clearly not.
Well, they said it wasn't because this week was an update that was originally supposed to come out, but they had to hold it back because of bugs, so they just released this instead.
Oh, yeah, Jagex are great with their timekeeping, aren't they?
So, there's two summoning updates. The first of which allows you to have multiple pets of each type. So previously, you could only have one cat or something, but now, depending on what level you are, you can have multiple cats. So, for every 10 levels, you can have another cat.
So you can have up to 9 cats.
Yeah, that's right.
You can be like Crazy Cat Lady.
Yeah, well, Cat Man, because most of RuneScape's characters are male. But yeah, that's a general point. Yeah, the Cat Man, you know. You guys ever know any people who had lots of cats?
My auntie used to, but then they all
died. How many?
12, I think.
Wow.
Christ.
She lived in the middle of nowhere.
Did she take care of all of them?
Yeah, well, they were sort of like semi-wild. They went off and then came back for food and then went off again.
I see. With this, you can have 2 pets for every 10 summoning levels you gain. Oh, so 2 pets for every 10 summoning levels. So it says if you're...
How many cats do you want following you?
Well, no, they can't all be following you at the same time. They say, for example, if you're level 37, you can have up to 8 pets. So...
Yeah, if you, this isn't a... real update, is
if
it?
If you go into level 40, you could have 10, 50, 12, 60, 14, 70, 60,
oh, come on, now you're just saying
80.
Random numbers.
No, 80, 18, yeah, so 20. You can have 20 pets if you're up in the 90s.
Wow, we couldn't have done that math by ourselves. 2 pets every 10 levels.
Well, no, I'm just saying because some of our listeners are younger and they don't like doing math, you know?
Okay.
The second summoning update allows you to use a pouch.
There's like loads of them in one place.
Loads of what?
If there was loads of cats in one place, wouldn't it just like make the game lag?
Well, you can only have one out at a time. This is referring to how many you can have in the bank.
Okay. I thought you could already have like loads.
Yeah, it would be interesting to have like a trail of cats following you, you know?
Yeah, the mental image was kind of strange then.
Brad, do you want to get more birds?
More
incarnations of George?
No, I had 2, so the one could keep the other company, but then when the one died, I figured if I get another one, then when the one dies, I'll have to get another, and I'll just, you know,
oh, you had 2 at
have
one point?
Birds. I used to have 2, yeah, but then the one died.
How did it die?
It was just he was an old bird.
Oh,
I got him when he was old. But
I thought you like killed it or George killed it or something.
Why would you assume that I killed the bird?
Well, you just said once that you were going to put George out a window.
No, I'm sure that I said I was afraid he would fly out the window where his cage used to be.
Okay. So the second part of the summoning update is one in which if you, before your pouch runs out, you can use a new pouch, so that way you don't need to resummon your familiar. So that's good, you know?
Yes, okay.
And then finally there's a hairstyle one. They read lots of players' complaints that there was a hairstyle with a fringe that got removed. They searched and searched, but couldn't find any indication that this was ever the case. So they scratched their heads for a while and created one.
Wow, that was difficult.
What's a fringe?
The hair that hangs over your forehead.
Oh, okay. Ryan, do you have a fringe?
Yes, a very long one.
Okay. Kenny? I mean, Matt?
Yeah, not too long.
Brad?
I have a fringe because I have a freakishly large forehead.
Oh my god, you guys, cut your hair.
My hair is still long, you know that.
I know, you should cut it short.
No.
But yeah, that's all we got for the main updates this week. On a side note, there's lots of little things called Lilies of the Valley, which are there to celebrate the start of spring.
Wow, what a great seasonal update. Some flowers. So
yeah, you can pick them and smell them, and then you like stretch out your arms and go, ah, like you do on a fresh spring day.
Get high.
You can't get high from flowers.
High on life, Shane, maybe?
Oh, okay.
I see. You don't jump to conclusions, you druggie.
Okay. So, yeah, has anybody picked any of these lilies?
No.
I think I've logged in for about 6 months.
Oh, that's very
That's a good thing to say on a RuneScape podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. And finally, there's a development diary. Brad, can you talk about this, please?
Okay, fine. I will talk about this. There's a development diary for the new Dwarf Quest, which is pointless because we're all going to be dead in several weeks because of swine flu. Basically, they've actually put the level requirements out already. And, you know, level 41 Hunter, 54 Fire Making, 54 Strength, ability to defeat a level 100 enemy, which, as we know, means you have to have a combat level above 10. The thing says, what could you have to do in a dwarf quest that involves hunter, fire making, and strength? You may begin your wild speculations now. That doesn't matter, because you'll have, you know, lowered all those requirements by about 20 levels each when the quest goes.
You'll need to hunt some renegade dwarf.
Okay. That's a rubbish guess. I'll humor you. That's a good idea, Shane! There's also about the dwarf graphical overhaul, and they look like fat midgets.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
There's a screenshot on the bottom right of the page, and they just look weird.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know dwarfs generally are fat midgets. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about, like, a fantasy character. No offense to anybody who is a dwarf. But that's what that thing looks like. It just looks like a fat midget.
Okay.
With a really bad beard and looks like a mullet.
I don't know.
That's the best Jagex's, you know, concept artist could come up with.
Ryan, Matt, have you guys ever played any other games that involve dwarfs?
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, briefly.
Which one? Yeah, which
there's
game?
Only World of Warcraft.
There's only one World of Warcraft. There's only expansion.
Oh, I didn't hear World of Warcraft. Okay.
What did you hear?
I heard, like, I just heard a mumble, but anyways, what about you, Matt?
World of Warcraft, briefly.
Oh, wow, okay. I feel like I'm, like, alienated here, you know, because you guys are all playing World of Warcraft at various times, and you're all from England.
Well, when I say
stuff,
briefly, I mean a week.
Oh, okay. Well, I played
it. Yeah, Shane, you played it.
Yeah.
You logged in and fell off the boat and died.
Who was it? Who was there with us? It was me, you, Mike.
Mike. Creepy, MQ, and Connor.
Oh, right. That's right.
There's no band.
Okay. Yes.
Fraternizing with staff on World of Warcraft.
Anyways, you can also check out the release notes for little tweaks and fixes that were made this week. Nothing that major, so... I don't know. With that said, I think we should just move on to questions, because there wasn't that much in RuneScape updates this week. So, we'll get Brad to take the first one.
First question. To Shane and Brad, and Kenny and Matt. Whose clan chat do I join in order to be in the RSVNB clan chat? Mike12088. Easy answered. And do you think... Mike12088, there it is again. And do you think that getting a skill like fletching, cooking, fire making is as honourable as getting a skill to 99 with agility or herbal or something harder? Unknown. Please remember to send your name in with your question or we can't kiss your ass. Thanks. Well, it's certainly easier, but every 99 skill is hard to a degree. I mean, just in the amount of time it takes.
Well, yeah, if you're going on that way, you know.
But yeah, obviously some are easier than other, but I wouldn't...
Farming was easy.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Was cooking easy?
Cooking was easy, because I didn't really try, and I still managed to get it.
What about...
If you had required effort, like 96 to 99 fishing did, I wouldn't have done it. I specifically did it because it required no or little effort.
That's because of your little bet there.
My little what?
Your little
bet. Yeah, I'm not making any more of those stupid things. If Andrew Gower publicly comes out and admits that removing the wilderness was a mistake, I will get 99 woodcutting.
Okay.
Never gonna happen though, so I could have said any skill. He's never gonna admit he was wrong. Anyway.
Ryan, what do you think about easy skills versus hard skills? Because I see you have 99 cooking.
Well, most people, they're like, say, if it requires more effort, then the rewards are better, but I kind of agree with that to an extent, really, because it takes quite a lot of effort and some attention span to get to 99 in any skill. It took me about half a year to get 99 cooking, because I have no attention span whatsoever.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think with agility you have to keep flicking, don't you? With cooking or fire making. No, with fletching you can just flick X, can't you? So
yeah, that's right. What's your RuneScape
requires
name?
More than one action. Sorry?
What's your RuneScape name?
Kill space Kenny 97.
Okay, let's move on to the next question now. I'll take this one. Hey guys! Shane, how long have you ever gone without playing RS? Which commercials do you enjoy more, Apple or PC commercials? I like the Apple commercials more. Keep up the great show, Bunny Macaroni. So, I'll take this first one, obviously. How long have I gone without playing RuneScape? Roughly 3 weeks this last month when I had my back problem.
Wow. I bet that was hard for you.
Actually, no, it wasn't, because I was still able to check the Grand Exchange and everything.
Oh.
Three weeks is a bit pathetic, really.
Well, it's not like I was craving. It's not like I was craving it, you know? It's not like it's an addiction. So. But. Apple or PC commercials? Oh, but we know what I think about the PC commercials.
Shane targeting... loves the PC commercials. He thinks they are the pinnacle of advertising.
No, they're targeting the wrong thing. They're targeting software instead of hardware. I mean, hardware instead of software. What about you guys?
That's what Microsoft are about.
What about you, Brad?
What do you think? I'm the polar opposite to what you like.
But you owned a Mac.
I owned a Mac and then I sold it.
Okay.
I took a £200 loss on it. Thank you, Apple.
Okay. Ryan?
I like the Apple. I like the PC ads because they use real people and not cheap stereotypes.
Oh. Ryan?
Real people, as in, like, 7-year-old people. They have.
Oh, yeah, there's that ad. Yeah. little kids using.
I'm a PC.
I don't know. I haven't really seen any Apple commercials on TV. I've only seen the Windows ones.
Oh, so I can't really that's weird.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Apple ads. The Apple ads on TV here.
We got new ones here. We got four new ones that they've been on TV.
Probably because they haven't got the people to record them.
We got Biohazard Suit, Legal Copy, Stacks, and Time Traveler.
Don't bloody play them all. Fascination playing stuff. Well, he was playing this like really dodgy pedophile song to me before we started. God.
You want to sing it?
No.
Okay. Matt, what do you think about the Apple ads?
Yeah, I've only really seen the PC ones. I haven't seen the Apple ones. They don't.
What the heck, you guys? Wow.
Who do the Canadian Apple ads?
Have the same ones as the US ones.
We have our own actors. We have there's two British.
Justin Long and what's the PC's guy's name? I forget.
I don't know.
I forget what his name is. John Hodgman. There we go. Those two. Thank you, Bunny Macaroni. Ryan, next question.
What Xbox game have you racked up the most playing time in? How many days/hours have you played? Also, do you like turtles? Thanks, Power Crazy.
Well, you can answer first.
Racked up the most playing time? Probably COD 4. Because I've been playing that since like the day it came out and haven't really stopped playing it. How long? About online, it says I've played about 8 days of game time, so I don't know whether that's a lot or not.
Matt?
Yeah, I suppose online is Call of Duty the most I've played, but then like I've played Fallout 3.
And?
See, online, I'd say that I'm probably played about 4 days, probably, or something like that.
Okay. Brad?
Well, because I don't play a great deal of Xbox 360 games online. Why did the call just drop?
We lost Matt. I'll bring him back in, but continue.
Shall I continue answering?
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Xbox 360 games, right. Well, since I don't play any sort of online console games, difficult for me to really say, but probably a game like Fallout 3 or Grand Theft Auto or something like that.
Okay.
Still collecting stuff.
Yeah, as for me...
You're going to have some editing to do.
Yeah, oh well.
Edit.
Okay. As for me, Call of Duty 4 or Saints Row 2, that's approaching 24 hours now.
You played a lot of it, have you?
Yeah, it's almost done. It's 80% done.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Mike got that for you, didn't he?
Yeah. It's a good game, you know. I put nitrous on my little bike and it can go airborne and stuff. I also put nitrous on a tour bus.
People say it's more fun than GTA because GTA is too realistic.
You know, there's lots of little quirks with it, you know, in terms of like the way lots of little bugs here and there. But I think that the co-op system is good when it works. But I have played Grand Theft Auto, and I can say I prefer the realism of Grand Theft Auto. As I've mentioned before, I like my games to be realistic, you know.
Yeah, so. Shane has no concept of fantasy.
Anyways, turtles, Brad?
Maybe. They're alright, I guess. I have no real opinions on turtles, negative or
positive. Are we talking about the candy turtles or real turtles?
I think he's talking about there's a famous video of some kid who was on TV and it's a YouTube video, I'll find it.
Okay.
He might be referencing this, or it may just be completely random. There's like a video of a kid at a carnival in the United States, and there's a TV reporter who like talks to him because he's had his face painted, and he just says, "I like turtles."
Oh, interesting.
It's completely random.
Ryan?
Can't say I've ever met one.
Okay. So. I don't I wouldn't keep a reptile as a pet, but I do like the chocolate turtles that come around at Christmas time. So,
what's up with his Skype?
I don't know. Something is weird.
He's telling me on MSN that you should invite him back.
Oh, there we go. Are you back now?
Oh.
That was weird. Anyways, moving on. Matt, you can take the next question.
Well, which question are we on, sorry?
You were on the one about the British guys on American talent shows.
Oh, yeah, we
that's what I'm reading now. Or the next one.
Yeah, the one's that the one you're reading.
Okay. Dear Brad, why is there so many British guys in American talent shows, like Chef Ramsay on Hell's Kitchen or Simon Cowell on American Idol? I heard that Brad might not be on the show, so question number two. So what is everyone's thoughts on swine flu? Marking 22.
The talent show thing, I don't know. Probably both of them are assholes and they're good at putting people down. That's probably what Americans like. I think generally Americans are quite happy, smiley folk and like, oh yeah, you're really good. Whereas the Brits come along and go, you're shit. What the
Well, the truth has to be told, you know?
Yeah.
I think they both like originated in the UK. So.
Yeah, that's right, actually.
And they're both very critical. Yeah, it could be the thing, because the thing Ramsay does, Kitchen Nightmares, was a British show for years ago, so that's probably...
Yeah, there's actually a North American version that was on in the fall season that I watched a bit of.
Kitchen Who's Nightmares. The chef?
Well, he goes to the restaurants that are having problems and puts...
Yeah, but who's the chef?
Order.
Who is it?
He is.
Is it Ramsay? Oh, it's Ramsay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's the same program we're talking about, Shane.
Yeah. It's American version, though. Swine flu? For some reason, he thought you weren't going to be on the show. I wonder how that happened.
He probably thought I was going to die of swine flu. Because, you know, we are all going to die.
No! The only people
young,
who have
healthy,
to worry...
Young, healthy people are, you know, the people who are most killed by influenza pandemics. So we're all screwed.
That's why I'm going to hide out in my basement.
Yeah, that's going to save you when the airborne disease comes. I'm going to come... If I get swine flu, Shane, I'm going to fly to Canada, come to your basement and smother myself on you.
That sounds rather weird.
Yeah.
How many cases are there in Canada?
19, last I checked.
There's only 8 here.
Is that 8 now?
Yeah, they declared 3 more this afternoon.
Well, it's to be expected. We're attached to Mexico.
No, you're attached to America.
Which is attached to Mexico, ergo we're attached to Mexico as well. That, my friend, is a rule of logic.
Sorry, Shady. You suddenly wanted to bring logic into play. Most of the time you hate logic.
No, I like logic.
No. And the BBC has this map.
Oh, interesting.
And in which you can like drag it the date and it shows...
Does anybody know if it's been released to pandemic level 6 yet?
No, it's still on 5.
Okay.
Is Ryan or Matt, are you guys worried about it at all?
I've been hearing rumors that it spread to an area near me, but I'm not sure if that's correct yet.
Well,
just have a look.
Well, this could be our last show altogether, so we might as well just enjoy it with that said. And on such a on
did,
such
did
a
he
happy...
just drop again?
Yeah, he did. Gosh.
Perhaps he died of swine flu.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that was a quick death.
I don't know. Are we done with swine flu? Like,
I'm disappointed no cases have been confirmed in Australia yet.
Really? I thought there was.
Well, I guess most of them may have natural immunity to it.
Oh.
Thank you, Marking. We're going to move on, and Brad's going to... Or no, I'll read this next one because it's for me only. Dear Shane and Shane only, you'll find out later, Brad. I've considered watching Star Trek, and I want to know what episodes are the best and what series they're from. Love
God.
The show. New P45. No! The reason I say that is because... The reason I say no is because there's just only a few that I would recommend, because it's a matter of what you like. If you're more interested in the original kind of what Star Trek is based on, then you should watch The Next Generation. But if you're interested in more of a deeper storyline, you know, like if you're interested in more than just what's happening on the screen and what's actually happening in the greater scheme of things.
Sorry, how many people watch TV programs because they're interested in what's not happening on the screen?
Well, I mean, bigger scheme of things in the series, you know?
Oh, right, yeah, boring.
Then you should watch Deep Space Nine. But if you're wanting, I don't know, maybe the best, Voyager? I don't know. I'd start with Next Generation. That's what I told Paul to do, and he's been pretty happy, so we'll just go with that.
Shane, if you told most people to go and stick their hand in a blender and turn it on, they'd be quite happy with it.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, but it's you telling them to do it. Ergo, they will be happy with it.
They wouldn't do it, though, if it was a blender, you know?
Yeah, they would.
No, I don't think so. Ryan, you ever watch Star Trek?
I thought you were going to say you're putting your hand in a blender.
I've watched some of it.
And?
It's not that good.
Oh.
I just don't find it that interesting, to be honest.
See, that's the sort of the thing. It's because it's not as flashy as other things that are on TV, you know, or other sci-fi series, you know? So it's more about the characters and stories rather than what's actually happening. As we've said multiple times before, and multiple people agree with me on that, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse to death. So, thank you, Noopy.
No, you usually like doing that.
No. Wow.
Star Trek Ryan, sucks. Get one? Over it. Are we still waiting for Matt to come
No,
back?
He's not on Skype anymore, or MSN, so we're just going to continue
on.
I think
he's given it up.
Anyway, we shall soldier on. What are your thoughts on a keyboard with a touch-sensitive feature where it's just a board with no buttons but just lights up the keys for you to touch? That question's from Kirby. Does that already exist?
On the iPhone.
Oh, I thought it existed. Shows what I know.
I have a remote control that does that.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah, I know those. They're like blue, aren't they? Like dark blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them.
So, yeah, it's something that could be done, but it hasn't been done probably because of the costs involved. But it would be interesting to see, because if you think about it, that would provide a good programmable keyboard. So if you were, for instance, say, watching, or using Photoshop, you could modify the keys to do whatever you want. But of
I remember
course,
I saw ages ago, and this is like seriously like 2, maybe even 3 years ago, there was something on. It might even have been on Dig.
The Optimus keyboard.
Yeah, that was never. They never made it, did they?
No, they only had a few concept models out.
That's a shame. It looked really good.
They had little LED screens for each key.
Yeah,
that you could set.
That was nice.
So, touch screens, sure, one day, but it's not going to come in the form of a keyboard because that wouldn't make sense.
How about the Microsoft Surface? Isn't that, we're now like a touch screen keyboard.
Yeah, that is a touch screen technology, but it's not going to be in our homes for quite a while. But yeah, that's coming. The Surface. So, yeah, there's nothing really out like that right now except for small applications like remote controls and iPhones, but yeah. Thank you, Kirby. Next one, Ryan.
Okay. What is your favorite way to pass the time away? Your pal, King Color. I don't know, really. Mainly just surfing the internet, playing guitar and stuff like that.
Oh, you play guitar?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Not really.
Okay. Brad?
That's a difficult question since, you know, I don't really have one devoted hobby. I just kill time most of the time.
Yeah.
I do spend a lot of my time killing time. I don't know. I like going out places because I find when you're out places, time seems to go by a lot faster.
Well, that's okay. That's true. But
I
don't know.
Walks. Going for walks is nice.
Do you ever get lost?
No, but that's I don't good. Like going through walks in the countryside. I prefer like the middle of London is a nice place to walk around. Even though if you go in the wrong place, there's a likelihood you may get stabbed.
It's too true.
Yeah.
As for me, passing time, I don't know. Like Brad said, probably at the computer doing something that's very thought-provoking, because if it's occupying your brain doesn't have time to wander off, you know? So, I don't know, maybe a long, long quest on RuneScape, like Chosen Commander, though it wasn't that long, but Walgethic Sleep.
Favorite way to pass time, Shane? That's your favorite way?
No, I don't know, just sitting here talking to you guys.
Wow.
But
you must have a boring life.
I'm going to try and bring Matt back in.
Third try.
Oh, it's ringing. What happened there?
My whole internet jumped out.
Oh, that's annoying.
It's just not working really for you at the moment.
I'm not really sure why. The whole, like, everything in the house went out.
It was working earlier.
I know. Perfect
anyways,
timing.
Anyways. Thank you, Kingstar.
Did time to answer the question? What?
Yeah, I did answer the question.
No, him. Matt,
oh.
Whatever you want to be called. What is your favorite way to pass time? That doesn't sound like a pervy question.
I don't know. On the Xbox, probably. On the computer.
Yeah, there we go. That's the same pretty much for all of us, except Brad, who likes going for walks.
Makes me sound like an old man.
Remember when you used to drive around Berlin just for the heck of it?
No, I didn't. I didn't used to drive. My friends used to drive because I couldn't drive when I was in Berlin since I was 16 when I left.
Oh, okay. But you still did drive around randomly, right?
Yeah, but I was the passenger, not the driver.
No, but now?
No, I don't drive around randomly because I have to pay for petrol. It's a waste of money.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Brad, you can read it.
Next question. If any of you have an Xbox 360, what's your gamer score? What games do you have? Good God, we're not going to list every game we have. Okay, let's just start with our gamer scores. Mine is like, I think mine's 7995. Exactly.
Okay. Mine's 1350.
Oh, well, 1300. I thought you meant like 13,000. I was like,
nah. Ryan?
Just logging onto Xbox to have a look.
Okay, Matt?
18,500.
Holy. See, Brad, there's one over 13,000.
Wow. I used to be an achievement whore, but then I got bored.
Ryan, got yours?
I have 17,161.
That makes me and you, Brad, look rather tame.
No, you look tame because you only even have, 1,500. I have almost 8,000.
Okay.
Don't compare us because we
but
are
still,
nothing like.
They have double the amount you do.
Okay. You trying to make me feel bad, Shane? They have over 10 times the amount. They have over 15 times the amount you have.
I know, but I'm just saying. It makes us look like we don't play that much.
I don't play that much. That's the truth.
Exactly. So we're fine. They're not laughing at us.
We're laughing with
you. Are you massively insecure or something, Shane?
No,
I have
not
less
at all.
Gamer score than you, therefore I am more insignificant.
No. Not at all. Oh, what games do we have?
We're not going to list all the bloody
games. No, I have too many. How many do you have, Brad?
Okay, I can count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, 12, 17.
Okay. Ryan?
I have 60.
60?
60.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have 12. What about you, Matt? Did we lose him again?
No, I'm still here. You're lagging pretty badly, though.
Are you counting?
Yeah, I've got 24.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so Brad and I don't have that many games. Oh, well.
Oh, no, we are insignificant.
Nah. No, we're not going to answer this next part of what games do you have that you were disappointed with and weren't worth buying?
Oh, plenty of them.
Like?
Army of Two.
it's a terrible
game.
You bought that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I tried the demo of it.
I don't understand why I bought it. It just looked good at the time.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Brad? What's your least favorite game?
Least favorite game? Well, Fable 2, probably. I thought that was a fairly shit game.
That weren't worth buying?
Yeah, Fable 2.
Okay, Matt?
I'm looking at Lost Planet, probably. Yeah, Lost okay. Planet. Oh, Blue Dragon, that's another really terrible game.
Wow.
That came with finally, the Xbox,
though. Shane, what's the best way to level up Herblore while farming without losing money? Sadly, there is no way to level up Herblore without losing money unless you want to get a very low XP rate per hour. If that's the case, then you should be doing Serum 207. So, yeah, sadly, there's no way to accomplish that. That's like saying that 1 plus 1 equals 3.
Maybe it does.
No, it doesn't. Brad, how much money did you lose in cooking from 92 to 99?
2 million, just over.
Well, that's not that bad.
Nope.
Keep up the awesome show, Nat 26 Hand.
Okay, I'm taking this next question. Dear Brad and Sean. Yes, Sean. I love your guys' show and enjoy listening to Brad verbally battering Shane because he knows nothing.
That's not what it says.
Okay, I love your guys' show and enjoy listening to you guys disagreeing. One of your guys sounds like Simon Powell from American Idol because of the way someone talks and acts. Okay, I'm guessing you mean me since Simon Cowell is British and so am I and we're both quite condescending and we're both assholes and... yeah. Yeah, so thank you for the compliment about... You, the fact you love the show, not me being like Simon Cowell, that's the big insult.
Brad's more like anyway. Piers Morgan.
Yeah, Shane thinks I'm like Piers Morgan. Anyway, so I've grown 20 million in, from 20 million in RuneScape to 80 million. At what point should I buy something really good or invest in a skill to 99? I hope you guys answer my question, Karen. What would you use 80 million for? Or it sounds like they're looking for an investment.
Well, you could invest in some farming.
Why would they want to do that?
Because farming's fun.
No, they want an investment. They don't want fun.
Well, there's nothing you can invest in on RuneScape, you know?
You the best thing is anything.
What are you going to say? Matt?
I said you could invest in needles.
Yeah, that would have show a real potential for growth, I think.
Okay, anyways. You're all nuts.
Or nuts, you could buy nuts.
I don't know, it's difficult. God swords are still plummeting like a stone, aren't they?
Yeah, the best thing to invest in, I guess, might be combat gear, but then everything's all going down, so... I don't know.
I would say, if you want a 99 skill, you could probably get almost any 99 skill.
Farming!
Just get...
Check out youtube.com/RSPNBstaff. We got videos there on how to farm.
Oh, painful.
But, yeah, if you're wanting something else, I don't know, maybe go for construction or something. That would be fun. But otherwise, I'd say just invest in combat gear. Does anybody else have any suggestions?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Thank you. Matt, next one.
If you could live anywhere in RuneScape, where would it be? Would you party at Party Pete's or kill innocent guards? Is there anything that you can think back to that always makes you laugh? Thanks for the awesome podcasts. The new guy, Hazeover.
So you can start by answering that.
I don't know. Maybe Varrock, because it's busy and you have everything there that you need. Or like you could live in the Elflands, because it'd be really quiet and nice. Peaceful.
That's my choice.
Okay.
Party Pete's or Innocent Guards?
Party Pete's.
Okay. Anything interesting that you can think back to that will always make you laugh?
Well, my memory isn't very good. No, so probably not.
Okay. Brad, where'd you like to live?
The Elflands, before Shane says it. Not really. I just want to say
we could build two cabins there together next.
Oh no! Because if Shane's going to live there, I want to be as far away from there as possible. So I will live in Canifis because it's right the other side of the map.
Okay. Party Pete's or guards?
Guards, everybody knows Party Pete does cocaine.
Anything that will always make you laugh?
Thinking about Canada. Canada is a world superpower.
I was thinking you meant...
Thinking about Canada being a leading player in world affairs. So funny. Because they're not and they never will be.
We are.
No, you're not. Get
over it. Yeah, we are, in terms of banking and healthcare.
No, you're not. It's funny. It's funny when you say it.
No, I was just thinking, like, maybe in past episodes or something that'll always make you laugh. Like, there's always fun little things on the clip shows and stuff that makes us laugh. So you can go back to one of those clip shows and see what.
Okay, I'll tell you. So it's when Shane goes, no. No.
You're not doing it right.
No.
But that's not how I say it. Anyway, so yeah, Ryan, there's... where would you live?
I'd probably live in Falador because it's not as busy as Varrock, but it's still got quite a lot there.
Okay.
And it's within commuting distance of Varrock.
Kind of.
Party Pizza Guards.
Probably guards.
Oh, okay. And anything funny that you can remember or makes you laugh?
Nothing really RuneScape related.
Okay, anything real life?
Most Family Guy episodes.
Oh, really?
They just make me laugh too much.
Oh. Yeah, I watched one of those and I didn't like it.
Yeah, you change because it's not aimed at, you know, traditional conservatives like you. It makes fun of people like you.
Oh. Anyways, that was from Haze Over. Thank you. Final question. Who wants a final question? Brad. There we go. You volunteered.
Okay, dear Shane, Brad, Ryan, and Kenny. If a massive war broke out in RuneScape between the human nations, who would win and why? Good job with the show. Something unreal. Who would win? Between the humans. So does that mean like city versus city or what?
I think so.
A city versus, well, Ardoyan, surely, because it's the biggest.
Yeah.
There we go.
Or Falador, because they have the elite white knights. So I'm going to say Falador.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Kenny? Matt? Sorry.
Lumbridge, because that's all the noobs that just keep spawning. And then you just send loads of them.
Okay. Ryan?
Like lemmings.
Camelot would stand a good chance because they've got loads of, like, knights.
Oh, yeah, there's that big knight place there, isn't there?
There is? Where?
The big castle, you teleport, you know, when you teleport to Camelot, you come out right in front of it.
Oh,
how can
right.
you miss it?
Right, right. I didn't know there were knights in there. I thought they were seers.
Well, either or. They've got some, you know...
Yeah, the seers might stand a good chance, you know? But...
Yeah.
The Fremenix might be good as well.
Nah, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. They just seem like they're too far north, and their technology seems antiquated.
But there's lots of them.
Much like Canada, too far north, technology is antiquated.
Well, yeah, that is sadly kind of true, because we had to hitch a ride on one of the U.S. subs somewhere, because we only have six of them.
We only have six subs. Do you know how much coastline you've got?
No, the U.S. defends us in there.
Yeah, right. The U.S. will bomb you if they ever think you've got, you know...
See, there's a point in Canadian history in which West Edmonton Mall once had more submarines than the Canadian Navy.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
So, anyways...
Blame Canada. It isn't a real country anyway.
Oh, God. See, that's the problem with those kind of shows, you know? Like...
That was actually also done by Robin Williams at some award. I think it might have been the Oscars.
Okay, we're moving on to tech news. I'm sorry, but that's
Canada.
Done. Shh. Oh, Brad, I need you to read this story with your Swedish accent.
Oh, God. Can I just read the first line?
Yes.
Swedish ISPs have struck new... I can't do it. Swedish ISPs obstruct new anti-piracy legislation. I can't do it.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, all eyes were on the Pirate Bay trial. Swedish Parliament passed the IPRED law, making it easier for copyright holders to go after illicit file shares. The law has only been in effect for 1 month, and anti-piracy outfits are already facing problems using it as ISPs take measures to protect their customers. So what's actually happening here is that when a copyright agency wants information from the ISP, the ISP won't be giving it to them, so in effect the ISPs are blocking the judicial process here. So, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Brad?
Ryan? I don't think that the government should be able to force ISPs to give up things about, you know, consumer identity.
Why not?
I just don't think anything that pisses off the RIAA, I'm for.
Okay.
That's sorry.
Ryan?
I think everyone's like allowed to have their own privacy, so ISP shouldn't really be like looking at what other people are doing.
Well,
worried about people knowing what you're doing online, the British government, I'm not sure whether it was enacted or whether it was proposed this week, but there's a bill that would allow the intelligence services to monitor every single piece of your internet activity and every single text message you send from your mobile phone.
That's good. I saw about that.
In the name of counter-terrorism.
Let me guess, the Conservative Party suggested that law?
Well, I have no idea, but who cares? If they were in power, they probably would have put it in anyway.
It's not like it matters. I like that law. That sounds good.
If you have nothing to hide,
then what do you have to worry about, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Anyways.
That's my thing. I mean, I don't text anything or browse anything online that they could, like, you know, arrest me for or charge me for.
Yeah, so I'd be perfectly happy having all my phone calls and internet and stuff monitored if it was in the name of counterterrorism. But back to this. Bat, do you have anything to say?
But what if you were, like, say if you were texting your friend about Call of Duty and they got the wrong end of the stick, would you get arrested?
You probably have like a, you know, a SWAT van with 30, you know, 40 armed riot police at your house. They'd break down your front door and make you pay for it, and then, you know, you have a gun pointed to your head, and
yeah.
And then they could detain you for almost a, well, no, they could detain you for a fairly lengthy period of time without charging you. So yeah, you'd get to, you know, you'd get to witness the full.
I don't know. I think they'd be able to.
British judicial system.
I think they'd be able to tell that you weren't actually inferring about real guns and stuff.
Oh, Shane, just like you'd be able to tell it about people that you were torturing.
Yeah, because you could go based on previous messages that were sent and everything.
Yeah, but I don't think the police think that far ahead. This is the police force that killed a man who was not involved in any sort of protest.
Oh, so I don't know. This might be something interesting to follow up on, because if it continues happening, it could force open a bigger crack. What?
Sorry, I'm immature.
Yes. Windows 7 release candidate 1 surprise new features, which is coming next week publicly.
I don't care.
Why not?
Because I am not in the Windows 7 beta.
Oh. It's beta, by the way.
Beta,
one of them is to be able to stream your music library over the internet with Windows Media Player to another computer. That wasn't announced before. Windows Professional and Windows 7 Ultimate will have something called Windows XP Mode, in which you can have a virtual install of Windows XP for free.
Hey, Shane, I've got a question for you. How do you say the animal rights group, PETA, how do you say that?
PETA.
Okay, so then it would be better, surely. PETA.
No.
Better. Yes.
No.
Proved you wrong.
No. Anyways, and then there's also lots of cute little desktop backgrounds you guys can all see. So, are you guys moving to Windows 7? Ryan? Matt?
I don't think so.
I've only just got Vista, so probably not.
See, that's the thing. People normally only buy new Windows software when it comes on one of their computers. So you guys probably won't move to it until you buy a new computer. So
nope.
I don't know. And that's where the majority of Windows sales come from. But anyways. Brad? Yes or no?
No, I would never use
it. So you're going to continue using XP?
Yes, I like XP.
Wait, why?
Because it works. It's not like Mac OS that doesn't work. That has the horrible recycle bin sound. It's perfect in every way.
Finally, 60% of Twitter users quit within their first month.
We knew that anyway.
Ryan and Matt, do you guys use Twitter or have any accounts?
I'll probably forget after the first post, so...
Matt?
There's nothing interesting in my life to report on Twitter, so no.
Okay.
No offense to anyone listening to this who uses Twitter, but you would have to be a very, very either boring person or self-involved person if it's something you remember to do on a regular basis.
Really?
I just can't, because I mean, it was that I just kept forgetting to use it.
Yeah, that's right, but that was before the era of desktop clients and everything. Maybe you should try it again. I don't know, but they say that growth was reportedly 1382% between February 2008 and February 2009, and then of course that's increased again in recent months, as we all know, it's hit mainstream media. And then they say with many social networks, people just tend to forget about it. Like Brad was saying, 60% just stop using it within a month. So. I don't know, that's sort of, I guess that might just be the trying out phase, you know, like what you did, Brad, right?
Yep.
And then forgot about using it, so. I don't know, there's not much you can do there, so. Anyways, that's it for tech news, unless anybody else has anything on that or wants to talk about Twitter. Ryan, Matt, Brad?
Nope.
Nope. Okie dokie, on to some other things. The event rotation is in full force. We had our first event on Monday, which was... What was that one called? Pest Control. It turned out quite well. So, thank you to everybody who came to that. The next event is going to be Castle Wars 1000 on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Then on Saturday at 2 p.m., well, I'm reading RSBNB times, but you can see on the forums, is the Call of Duty 4 Xbox event, which Ryan and myself will be at, hopefully. Woo. Hopefully for myself, I say. And then, also on the same night, is Boss Takedown at 7 p.m. So, there we go. So, as you can see, the event rotation is in full force. You can find out more about that at forums.rsbnb.com. Brad, you going to come to any of these?
No.
No, okay. shall we take a look at Skill of the Month, seeing as it's the last day today?
Yeah, I call shenanigans. People are fixing it. There's two people on 13 million XP exactly.
They must have done it together, you know, to do that.
Obviously.
Because there's no way we could do that. But
I know, but who's going to win if they both stay on the same...
That's a good point. That's a very good point. We've
Must
never had
testing your system.
Yeah, you know what? The way the system works is it's just set to select one winner, and with that, it'll select the winner who signed up first.
Oh!
So whichever one signed up first, the system will say that they won. But obviously, if it's a tie, we have to call both of them winners, you know? So.
Yeah.
But
Coach, if you're listening to this before the 1st of May, which you won't be, so there's no point in me saying this, maybe through the power of my mind, you'll hear this message. Somebody beat the other. I know you've probably agreed to like stay even, but somebody just get some experience and don't tell them. And you'll win.
Yeah, I get 1 XP a minute before.
How would they get 1 XP?
That's a good question. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But the May Skill of the Month will be woodcutting, and there's 23 signups so far. Any of you guys signing up?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, you know, these primary gathering ones, woodcutting, fishing, and mining, are always so interesting to watch because it's always a battle of endurance to see who can outlast the other, you know?
Dumb. I have the tiger.
Play that song,
waiting,
but okay.
Boxing is probably, you know.
I didn't say boxing.
I did, and then I...
Have you ever been boxing?
No.
Would you like to try?
Yeah, if you're offering.
Okay, we can do that. only reason
that
I'm
you can't bring
that
your
is...
moose with you.
No, of course not. The only reason I'm saying that is because I've had training in it.
Oh, when did you have training in boxing?
Well, no, like, I mean, I've had like training in self-defense and stuff through various high school phys ed classes.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, the wiki is now public. You can go to update.rsbnb.com/wiki, and right now the most recent 50 episodes are public. We're going through more every day, making sure that there's no inappropriate pictures in there, because over the years, inappropriate pictures have snuck in there.
Not pictures, it's mainly us comments about people.
Yeah, well, no, your comments.
No, your comments, because you do the wiki. Don't try to put this on me.
No,
Shane's
your comments.
I love every one of you, unless you're Canadian.
I do too, but there's also these pictures that Pika used to put in from some site that were weird.
That was ages ago.
So
that was when he was a host. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years.
So update.rsbnb.com/wiki, or you can click on the link in the show notes.
You can click on the licky wink.
The licky wink. How'd you get that licky wink?
I changed the first letters of the words around Shane.
Oh, okay. So, with that being said, what have you guys all been up to? Let's start with Matt.
School. Just coming back from the sort of spring Easter break type thing. Just catching up on everything. Looking to the finish of the year now, sort of thing.
Yeah, I know what that feels like, having a break and then coming back for the last stretch.
Yeah. Well, we've still got breaks in between, because the British schools have breaks every 4 weeks or something silly. So.
Oh, really? For how long?
Yeah, a week.
Wow. Brad, I guess you didn't have that, did you?
Sorry, did I do what?
I guess you didn't have those kind of breaks, did you, when you were being privately taught?
No, sadly I didn't.
Okay. Ryan, what about you?
Revising for GCSEs mainly.
Oh, okay.
Playing World of Warcraft, sleeping, going to school.
Brad, do you have any tips for him?
Tips for World of Warcraft?
No, for his test.
For his test?
Yeah.
I'll happily take World of Warcraft tips.
I have no tips on World of Warcraft. Except if you roll Alliance, you're a fag, which I did.
What?
A fag. Sorry, it's just nothing. Forget it. It's something I played mainly on Alliance, and typically in World of Warcraft, Alliance versus Horde, you know, there's like stereotype. Everybody who rolls Alliance is a 12-year-old kid. And I used to be I did the majority of my playing on Alliance, and all of my friends who also played Alliance with me, we all used to take the piss out of each other, even though it was stupid, because now it's gone quiet and I feel uncomfortable, so I'm going to keep talking until somebody else does. Anyway,
so do you have any GCSE tips for him?
Revise is the only real tip I would give anybody. I mean, it's like most exams, really.
Aren't they stupidly easy though?
No, they're not stupidly easy. It depends. I mean, I find them easy, but I don't think everybody would. But I mean, if you revise, you'll do fine no matter what your ability level is, because they aren't that difficult. Well, they are difficult. Like I said last week when we were talking about exams, they are quite difficult papers, but the exam results are moderated down, so you don't need as high a percentage to get.
You can write a whole bunch of stuff, like the Bible is the greatest work of fiction ever in a religious class.
That was the religious education paper, which is actually a joke. Since, like I said, most of the questions are just like, what does the Bible teach us about, you know, the world? The world was made by God in 7 days. There we go.
Okay. So what about you, Brad?
What have I been doing? I've been doing nothing.
That's not what you told me.
I've been doing nothing.
Your medical that you talked about last week?
Yeah, I have nothing wrong with me. So yeah,
that's good. I bet that was a sigh of relief after that.
It was sort of weird though, because I actually The letter I got said, turn up at 2 o'clock, arrive 15... Well, no, 2 o'clock your appointment is, arrive 15 minutes before, which I did. And then I was waiting for an hour before I went in because there were three other people, I was the fourth, and they were doing it by alphabetical order of last name, so... Woo! Thanks, Dad. The slap in the face was, there were the two other people who went before me were Ward and Williams. How much closer could you get? Anyway, that annoyed me. But once I got in there, it was sort of weird though, because this doctor called me in and he looked like quite a scary man. Well, not scary, he looked miserable, and he just started asking me questions. I hadn't even sat down in this room, and he was like, blonde hair, blue eyes. Yes. Parents separated? When did they separate? How long have they been separated for? Any cancer in your family? Any history of mental illness in your family? Any, like, and like 100 miles an hour, and he's like writing everything down furiously.
Were you tempted to what? What were you tempted to do?
I was tempted when he asked me if there... He didn't actually say mental illness. He didn't choose his words well. He said, is there any history of madness in your family? Oh. You know? A couple of crazy. Oh.
Yeah, you are rather crazy, but...
Not me.
Well... Yeah, I don't know.
It was fine. It was not that. It was like hearing, and then there was the colorblind test, and yeah, it was nothing.
That's good.
I'm fit and healthy. I'm not dying as I thought. Well, we're all dying, really, if we want to get pedantic.
Swine flu.
From swine flu.
This could be our last show.
Suicide is painless.
On that note, as Brad sings us out, we're going to call RSBNB Update episode 202 done.
To sing us out? What does that mean?
For Matt and Ryan at informer.rsbnb.com.
Goodbye.
And Brad at saidbybrad.com.
Goodbye.
See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Remember, you can't catch swine flu from pigs. So, the pig next one.